When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Today. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. Under NASA's Artemis campaign, the agency and its partners will send large pieces of equipment to the lunar surface to enable long-term scientific exploration of the moon for the benefit of all humanity. Now, NASA's human landing systems providers, SpaceX and Blue Origin, are beginning development of lunar landers, the SpaceX Starship and Blue Origin ship as well, for large cargo deliveries to support these needs. NASA has contracted SpaceX and Blue Origin to provide landing systems to take astronauts to the moon's surface from lunar orbit, beginning with Artemis 3, and that's going to be someplace between 2028 and 2030 right now, but probably going to slip a little bit later than that. Now, the agency has asked the two companies to develop cargo versions of their human landing landers as an option under their existing contracts. The cargo variants are expected to land approximately 26,000 to 33,000 pounds, or 12 to 15 metric tons of payload on the lunar surface, and be in service no earlier than the Artemis 7 mission. Now, a NASA spokesperson, the Human Landing Systems Program Manager at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, Lisa Watson Morgan, said, "It's essential that NASA has the capability to land not just astronauts, but large pieces of equipment, such as pressurized rovers, on the moon for maximum return on science and exploration activities." And she said, "Beginning this work now allows SpaceX and Blue Origin to leverage their respective human landing designs to provide cargo variants that NASA will need in the future. Not only will they be landing rovers on the moon, but they'll also be landing habitats possibly in the future too. And these rovers could transport habitats around the moon's surface." Now, NASA expects the cargo versions of the company's landers to be modified versions of their HLS human landing systems that are currently being developed for Artemis 3, 4, and 5, and modifications will include adjustments for payload interfaces and deployment mechanisms, and the cargo variants will not have human life support systems. They're going to be autonomous, flying to the moon with just cargo on them. And this initial work allows the companies to proceed with development for the cargo landers through a preliminary design review, the step that establishes the basis for proceeding with detailed design. Now, SpaceX is conducting its work under the Next Step Appendix H contract, and Blue Origin is conducting its work under the Next Step Appendix P. And NASA officially exercised the options under those contracts in November of 2023 to begin work on the large cargo landers. Now, with Artemis, NASA will explore more of the moon than ever before, learn how to live and work away from home, and prepare for human missions to the red planet of Mars. And Artemis requires the best of international space agencies, private industries like SpaceX and Blue Origin, and academia to establish the infrastructure for long-term scientific research and exploration. And as of now, SpaceX is currently building their massive Starship program in South Texas, and they're doing the fourth launch of the Starship program in the coming weeks, possibly a month from now. So stay on the lookout for that. Blue Origin is developing their gigantic rocket as well, the New Glenn, and also their lander at the same time. And we're expecting a launch of New Glenn sometime in the next fiscal year. It's going to be a wild time for rockets and spaceflight. So stay tuned for all of that. Stay tuned to this channel as well, because we're going to bring you all the coverage of that. Also, check out our YouTube channel. at Space News Pod for any spaceflight covers that you'll ever need. Now let's get back to the Starship program. It seems as if the Starship Flight 4 will be a massive improvement over Flight 3. Now with Flight 3, they launched the ship, they did the return maneuver for the booster, but they had to detonate the booster over the Gulf of Mexico because something wasn't going right. We're not exactly sure. SpaceX didn't tell anybody what happened, but we know that the booster did blow up under its own accord. And then after the booster met its own fate over the Gulf of Mexico, the ship continued on near the Indian Ocean and continued its mission. And they did a test of the bay doors for Starlink satellite deployment. And they also did a fuel test at that point too. So it looks like Flight 4 of Starship, which is coming up, like I said, in a few weeks, hopefully in a few weeks, probably a month, that'll do a similar flight path towards the Indian Ocean. They may stray off that a little bit because the FAA and SpaceX are working closely together to finalize the plans for the next mission. And the New Glenn rocket system is still under development right now. They haven't launched one yet, but they're hoping to possibly do one by the end of this year. So we're looking forward to that because when they can launch the rocket, then they can launch their lunar rover, their lunar lander, and they can also have variants of the rocket that can go into the outer solar system, which will be absolutely amazing. So these cargo missions for NASA are important for Blue Origin and also important for SpaceX, but most importantly, they are important for a U.S. presence on the lunar surface. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.